Today I'm speaking with Hussein Syed. He's the Chief Information Security Officer for Barnabas Healthcare out of New Jersey. And also joining us is Dominic Hart. He's the Manager of Information Security Architecture at Barnabas. Welcome, gentlemen. I wanted to ask you first if you could tell me what you see from your perspective as the new and or emerging threats in healthcare.
Hi, Vic. Thank you for having us. So, as you mentioned, HIPAA has been around for quite some time in healthcare, but now it's starting to gain some momentum. It's starting to get some compliance requirements. Along with that, the other challenges healthcare faces are no different than any other industry that's generating or taking or storing, in, for lack of a better term, any type of identifiable information. Unfortunately or fortunately, healthcare, that's the entire business of healthcare, is collecting PHI, which is apparently a lot more valuable than just the PII. So we have to find ways to continue to protect the data. That's what really we have to do, is protect the data, protect the sanity of the data, the environment, how quickly we can react to any type of incidents, and how clean can we keep our environment, not from only from HIPAA compliance, but from availability of services to our customer base, which is really patients. And we rely on the SANS critical infrastructure protection methodology, and we pick and choose what we can implement in a reasonable amount of time. The big thing that we are now embarking on is visibility. How quickly, how much visibility we have in our environment, how we see data or equipment coming on and off our network. And that's the one of the big things we're trying to do, is to working with our asset management folks and our help desk and infrastructure group, implement technologies that will give us visibility and reaction time to a minimum.
Okay, well, you mentioned having some technology that's going to give you visibility. There's a lot of three-letter acronyms in security. What specifically are we talking about here in terms of having the visibility?
So one thing we have, we decided we're going to do, and it took us a little bit of time to get to that stage, was network access control.
Mm-hmm.
And not your traditional network access control where the machine doesn't meet the posture and gets rerouted to a sandbox or anything. A lot more than that. It's real-time, you know, visibility into our networks. And to do that, we decided to bring on a partner with Forescout as our partner for network access control. We have the appliance is being deployed across the system. We're doing it in a phased approach. I think we're on phase two of our implementation. But what we're really looking to do is, you know, gain visibility into mobile devices, gain visibility into all kinds of equipment that comes on, biomedical equipment that's going to be touching our network, and have integration for analytics purposes with our SIM and other analytics tools. So what I'll do now is let Dominic talk a little bit about technical aspects of this. This way we can get a little bit more productive conversation.
Yeah, let's get technical. Dominic, you have NAC, you're using Forescout. I know you have other vendors involved. How are you positioning yourself for future needs? And also, if you could tell us a little bit about the technology in terms of how it integrates across various platforms, across various solutions.
Sure. Thanks, Vic. Essentially, the big thing about Forescout, in the case why we selected them as a process, is the scalability, so that we can understand exactly what is actually hitting the networks. The traditional asset management portfolio is to take the old spreadsheets that someone might have and look at what they know. Forescout does the exact inverse of that. We start off by interrogating the network. Starting off where the same place where a user will plug in, or a access point that someone will touch. And then from there, it kind of wraps into all the other systems that we have. Traditional security is all siloed, right? Everyone in the background would buy AV, AV sits there. You buy a new solution, it could be a next-gen firewall, it sits there. You buy your SIM, it sits there. Unless you're forwarding syslog to your SIM, that's really all that you're getting as far as the heuristics around what's really going on, and you can't really react to it at a steady pace from a SIM by itself, because it all it's doing is giving you information. Now, with Forescout, the trick is you buy additional plugins depending on what you need to integrate with, and you can actually make actionable items based upon the results of what you find on the interrogation. So, for instance, if you brought in your new mobile device today, your iPhone, your iWatch, whatever it might be that you might want to connect to a wireless network, you have the plugins that will tie into the wireless access points from the wireless controllers. Then you'll also have the plugins that will connect to the switch. Then you also have the plugin that will call connect to your MDM. In our case, we have Mobile Iron and a few other items that sit in the background, and that basically all integrates into one. So now, when you're looking on your device that hits a network, you'll immediately see if it's a managed device, if it's an unmanaged device, if it's a corporate managed device, if it's a vendor managed device. And that's a huge thing for us in healthcare, because the biggest difference between healthcare and the financial services sector is that we have quite a few amounts of vendor assets or vendor managed assets that will be on our network that will be used from anywhere from patient transfers, from when a patient gets scanned, from when they come into the organization, leaves the organization, to some of those RTLS devices that are being predominantly used. So this kind of gives us that visibility into what they really are and how they're really being classified.
Okay, so it sounds like you've done a pretty good job in integrating these things. Isn't there also a need sometimes to have professional services come in and do some integration and training when you have a very complicated environment?
Absolutely. So that's where Hussein was talking about the phases. Essentially, we broke out ours into the creep, run, walk type of phase, which is typical for this type of deployment. Essentially, the first part is to actually just stand up the appliances and to get the main round of visibility, configuring like the subnets and et cetera that you need. The second round is this actually get into the understanding the inventory of what is being coming in. In a lot of cases in healthcare, we find that some of the NIC vendors might not been described before, or in a lot of cases, the definitions around how those assets were defined to begin with were never defined. So that's where the professional services really comes in handy, because they can actually go through and find specific identifying factors for new assets, and then they can be profiled and classified based upon that.
Okay, well, in healthcare, you have some, let's call it unique requirements. You have a lot of medical devices. Of course, in manufacturing, there are also a lot of devices of a special nature floating around here and there. And it seems that any vendor coming in, any professional services company coming in, has to be aware of the security of medical devices, which in the past were pretty much standalone, but now they're all seem to be networked. Is that the case?
That's 100% accurate. About 5 or 10 years ago, when you had your telemetry device, and most of them were telemetry in those days, a device that will connect to a human to decide or help a physician to understand their condition. That's what we define it as. So Hussein and I have kind of grouped them under clinical engineering, because that's who would really manage those type of assets. In this case, you're 100% on target with that. It's few and far between. Like the big companies, like the GEs of the world, have their devices pretty much identified and they're easier to group. But if you bought something that was a little bit more specific to your location, those are a little bit harder to classify and to really identify.
Okay, so you guys have to go to management to get funding for implementing new security tools. You mentioned NAC from one vendor. You have a number of different vendors involved. How do you get that justification? How do you go with your hat in your hand to the management and say, we need to do this, we want to do this, this is perhaps less of a priority, but it's something we would like to have. Could you give us a little flavoring of your political approach and your budgetary approach?
So our budgetary cycles are broken into two pieces, operating expense and capital expenses. So we have to put together a 3 to 5 year security plan, and we have to break down technologies initiatives into that 1, 2, 3, 4 year implementation cycle. And that's very similar to how the clinical systems are implemented. They have very long implementation cycles, so they are usually multi-year implementation. So it kind of falls in the same line, and they can relate to these type of initiatives as well. So we do that. We have a 3 year plan that we have presented, and everything we request or all those capital requests we make are along those 3 year security plan items. So, for example, network visibility, network engineering and security is an item, and we have items that go underneath that, and network access control being one of them was slated in there. And now we have to provide some metrics, some visibility data to our management to show how quickly we're able to discover and classify critical assets, what vulnerabilities we have discovered that could have been exploited, and how quickly we were able to remediate those.
So a bit, bit of show and tell.
Sure, exactly. In IT, we talk about vulnerabilities and exploits and risks. From the management and the business side, we have to present it as, you know, protection of the brand, protection of HIPAA regulations, and prevention of financial loss.
Right. So you have both the technology explanation to give, as well as, more importantly, when you're talking with management, the business aspects. Okay, we've been speaking with Hussein Syed, who is Chief Information Security Officer for Barnabas Healthcare out of New Jersey, and also with Dominic Hart. He's the Manager of Information Security Architecture at the same organization. Thank you, guys. For the Security Current Podcast, I'm Vic Wiedemann.